This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 29, written by Henry Cranenberg. God works for our good. From Romans 8. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. With these words, Paul keeps building on the positive results of belonging to God in Christ. He has been brutally honest about sin and why we need Jesus. Now Paul builds further on what it means to have God as our Father. In a nutshell, it means that in all things God works for our good. It's easy to misunderstand the statement. It does not say that all things are good, nor does it say that all things will turn to good. In line with what he wrote earlier, Paul affirms that becoming children of God does not mean that automatically all we do is only good. Sin and evil, and even our own selves, still get in the way. But this passage wonderfully clarifies God's involvement in our lives. In fact, God is involved in all matters in our lives. God doesn't just observe what I do, or judge or challenge or encourage. God himself gets his hands dirty by getting involved in my life. That's partnership. And it means that what is going on in my life is never the end of the story. No matter how difficult or challenging or depressing my daily life might become, God is still doing something to work for good. I'm not the only one working in God's goal for my life. God is right there with me, all the way. How awesome is that? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, sometimes we resent your hand in our lives, but in the end, we know that's what we need. Thank you that in all things you work for the good of those who love you, including us. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.